What's up, you guys? I'm Haley.
And I'm Andrea.
And this is Inhuman, a true crime podcast. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to Listener Stories Volume 26. Crazy that we're on number 26. Yeah. Happy March. Hope you guys are having a good start to spring and March. And yeah, thank you guys for being here. Thank you for sending in your listener stories. Before we get into it, if you have a listener story that you want to send in, you can do so either by going to our website, inhumanpodcast.com, or you can send us an email at inhumanmonsterpod@gmail.com and just put like listener stories in the subject so we know to check it out for our next listener stories episode.
Yeah. And we're still making like we have tons. I just like randomly pick them when I pick them. So we're still making our way through. So if you haven't heard yours yet and you've sent one in, don't be discouraged or upset. Like we are still working through them. So.
Yeah, we're going to keep doing these listener stories. So, you know, we'll, like Andrea said, like, don't be discouraged if you haven't heard yours yet, because it might be coming. All right. So let's just get into this week's listener stories or this month's listener stories. Our first story is from Valentina. Hi, Valentina. Also, I love your name. That is such a gorgeous name.
So pretty. I know.
All right. Hey, I love your guys' style and the fact that you are so empathetic and tell people stories to get them the justice they deserve. Just know your audio isn't as bad as you say it is. It sounds great to me. Well, thank you. I mean, if you listen to some of our earlier episodes, maybe it wasn't so great. But
yeah,
now we have mics. We have like proper setups and stuff. But
we're in a better groove.
Yeah. A little backstory, but I grew up in a somewhat typical Colombian household. We're very superstitious. One example is that we think that the soul of a dead person can roam the earth for 3 months, but mainly to visit a relative to say goodbye one last time.
Aww.
My older sister is very convinced that spirits are everywhere, both good and bad. Some of us in the family have even had sleep paralysis with a sleep paralysis demon. Oh my God. No. Sleep paralysis terrifies me.
Same.
Just anytime I hear stories about sleep paralysis, I'm like, now I'm afraid it's going to happen tonight.
I am too. And sometimes like I'll think I'm having it and then I'll be like, okay, I can move.
Like freaking all freaked out.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
It is terrifying.
Okay. So some of us in my family have even had sleep paralysis with a sleep paralysis demon or dreams with what we think are the dead souls of relative or both, which would be me. So you could say we might be a tiny bit in touch with that side, I guess. Yeah, I'd definitely say so. Which I actually love that you're like in touch with that side. And it's kind of like part of that culture that you're like, you know, their souls roam the earth for 3 months and you can kind of be in touch with them and they can
like you embrace it.
Yeah. Have whatever closure they need and say proper goodbyes and all that. Like, I actually really love that.
Yeah.
But as a toddler, my older sister used to say, I talked to Phil. I was really convinced he was real, but it looked like I honestly was talking to nobody. Fast forward to when I was about 5 years old, I woke up from a bad dream and happened to look in the corner of my room to see a scrawny, bony creature that was being crushed by the ceiling. The ceiling was like 9 or 10 feet or something. It was hiding its arms from me and kept moving it in some sort of nervous way. Its skin was also pitch black and had two tiny white eyes and no mouth, just skin over it. Oh my God. Its head was disfigured in a way that looked kind of like Slender Man, but with an extremely thin neck, sharp chin, and jaw. Okay, I can like totally picture this thing. That is so scary. Fast forward to when I was 14, just 2 years ago, when we moved from that house to Texas. I was very anxious about moving from my home in California, and my sleep was awful for the last 2 weeks I lived there. One night, I had a dream with that same skinny, black, tall creature where it was digging up bodies in a cemetery and cutting off the wrists of the bodies. Then it turned to me and another figure that was kind of built like the big, bloated Morgue ghost from the third Conjuring movie appeared.
Oh my god. Oh, that's so...
I haven't seen that movie because, like, those movies actually freaked me out to the point where I was like... I watched like the first two and I was like, no more. I'm not welcoming this into my home. Goodbye. Not watching any more of that shit.
And you guys know that I have not watched those movies because no, thank you. But I do know what that looks like because I've seen like clips and stuff. And
ew, no.
Oh my God. The giant ghost thing ran to me and started scraping the skin off my arms and hands.
What?
After that, I woke up and in the same corner years before was the skinny black thing, except with its ribs now poking out of its body. Its right arm had no hand and instead flesh seemed to be ripped off and the left arm had a sort of half claw, half hand looking thing. Just for reference, when I'm nervous, I play with my fingernails and hold my hands and it started to mock me and do the same thing with its disfigured limbs. And after that, it started snapping the bones in the one hand it had, making it more and more disfigured.
Ew.
What is this thing doing?
Oh, it's a demon. God. It's obviously taunting her for whatever reason.
Then I blinked and it left. I'll never know if it was the spirit that lived in the house, Phil, or just my sleep paralysis demon.
I'm going with the latter.
Yeah, I think it was definitely a sleep paralysis demon. That's really scary, and hopefully it didn't follow you to Texas.
Yeah, that is terrifying. All of that is so, like, vivid and...
Yeah, can, like, I just say you're
the
really...
stuff of, like, a horror movie.
Yeah, and you are a really good writer because I could, like, fully picture every single thing you were saying, but that also tells me how, like, real and terrifying this was to you that you're able to describe it in such detail because clearly, like, you saw it so clearly. Wow, yeah. Valentina, that is terrifying. I hope you are okay and I hope it did not follow you and that this doesn't happen again because I don't know if I'd ever be able to go to sleep again if I was you. So, wow.
And that happens, like, people that suffer from sleep paralysis, like, they get a, like, they have a fear of going to bed, which I totally understand, even though I've never experienced it, knock on wood.
Yeah,
but
knock on wood.
I can't imagine that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, wow. I mean, ugh. I would too. Like, when I'm, like, nervous or anxious about something, I have dreams about fires because fire is my biggest fear. And so whenever it doesn't really happen as much anymore, but, like, when I was a kid, I would always have it, like, the night before a new school year or, like, the night before a big day or something. And I would always be scared to go to sleep because I was like, I know I'm going to dream about
coming.
Fire tonight.
Yeah.
And that's like nothing. That's nothing compared to this. So I can't imagine.
Wow. It's creepy.
Very.
Okay, our next listener story is from
Hi, Tiffany.
Hey, ladies. I love the podcast. You remind me so much of me and my work bestie.
Aw, I love that.
I have a story that I would like to share. It's not really true crime, not really paranormal, and kind of a tearjerker.
Oh,
okay. I don't even have any tissues. It's a big part of why I believe everything happens for a reason. On April 16th, 2023, my dad passed away after a super short cancer battle. He was my hero and lived for his grandkids.
I'm so sorry
for your loss. We were not even over the shock of his passing yet when on May 4th, 2023, I received a call that no mother wants to hear. Mom, I was in a car accident.
Oh my gosh.
My 16-year-old daughter was on her way to work and was less than 2 miles from our house when a vehicle coming at her hit a deer and sent it airborne directly through her driver's side windshield.
Oh my God.
She took a direct hit to the face by a pregnant female deer.
Oh
my God.
like everything that had to align for that to happen, that it hit her right in the face. That is insane.
Wow. Her car continued down the road at road speed for 75 feet and went into a ditch, at which point it managed to find the only opening in a row of pine trees and continued 100 yards into a field before stopping.
Oh my God.
Luckily, my daughter was able to get out of the car and was met immediately by a Good Samaritan that held her hands while another passerby called 911.
Wow.
The call I received was while my daughter was in the ambulance on her way to a level 1 trauma facility. I was reassured that she was fine, just a little banged up. My mom drove me to the hospital, and upon arrival, I was greeted by a chaplain and a social worker. That would be terrifying for me to have a chaplain meet me. Oh my gosh, I would be like gutted.
Yeah.
They explained to me that my daughter was on a ventilator to protect her airway and in a medically induced coma.
Wow.
After about 2 hours, I was able to finally see her. I will never get that image out of my head.
I bet.
Had it not been for her long, curly black hair, I would have thought I was in the wrong room. She was unrecognizable. Wow. She was lucky and suffered no head, neck, or brain trauma. She did, however, need a full facial reconstruction to repair all the damage she sustained.
Oh, geez.
She remained in a coma for 4 days. On day 5, she woke up. We explained where she was and why she was there, and after a few minutes, she looked at my mom and I matter-of-factly and said, "I saw Papa."
Mm-hmm.
After the shock wore off of my mom and I, my daughter explained that after the deer hit her, everything went white. She heard a voice and looked over to the passenger side of her vehicle, where she saw my dad holding the steering wheel.
That gave me full body chills. Oh my gosh.
He told her, "You're going to be okay." When her car stopped, he told her she needed to get out and run towards the road because she wouldn't be seen where her car stopped. I fully believe my dad couldn't stay longer here with us because he needed to keep her safe, and he couldn't do that here. We took my daughter home after only 6 days in the trauma unit. She is truly a badass. Just 10 days after getting out of the hospital, she attended her senior prom. 2 black eyes, stitches, and a hell of a story. Wow.
I love your
Good
daughter.
Good for her. Good
she
for
really
her, though.
Is
like,
a badass.
Don't miss out on those big things, girl.
Oh, yeah. And, like, that's a, I mean, not a great memory of how it happened, but I love that she, like, went to prom. And in the future, she'll be like, yeah, I went to prom with 2 black eyes after I was hit by a deer in a major car accident. Like, I'm badass. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. She is on the mend and just had her second and final facial surgery. Wow, that's amazing. She will be graduating in March of 2024, 2 months early.
Wow.
She's a walking miracle that took a deer to the face, had a 3% chance of ever leaving the hospital, stayed for 6 days, and attended her prom just 10 days later. Wow.
That is amazing. She is so remarkable. Freaking, like, just the strength that takes, and also shout out to you for raising such a badass, strong, determined daughter. Like, that is a testament to your parenting.
Absolutely. Keep up the awesome work. A forever listener, Tiffany. Thank you so much for sharing that story, first of all. That was definitely a tearjerker and just a remarkable story of survival and perseverance. And yeah, like Haley said, your daughter is a badass, and that is proves what a good mom that you are too.
Yeah, and had you not said she attended her senior prom and flipped that, I would have been in full tears, because your dad being there for her and, you know, you guys believing like he needed to keep her safe and that's why he couldn't stay. I mean, I'm a firm believer in like everything happens for a reason, and
yeah, it does.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm not gonna say any more before I start sobbing over here, but thank you so much for sharing that story, Tiffany. I absolutely love that, and I love that she had her grandpa there to protect her.
Yeah.
Okay, our next story is from Tracy. Hi, Tracy. Happy New Year, ladies. Happy New Year. I think you can still say Happy New Year. Like, I mean, obviously,
yeah.
Tracy sent this story in like in January, probably. But I still think you can say Happy New Year when you see somebody that you haven't seen since the last year. So,
yeah, absolutely.
I really enjoy listening to your podcast. I have a couple of ghost stories for you. The first one happened maybe 17 years ago or so. My sister was down visiting with my two nephews, the youngest in the process of being potty trained, so he was around 2 or 3 years old. We were all visiting my mother-in-law when both of my nephews needed to use the bathroom at the same time. The oldest used the upstairs one, and my husband took the youngest to the bathroom in the basement. There is no door, only a shower curtain for privacy. My nephew was still able to see the rest of the basement while he was going potty. He looks up and asks my husband who the police officer was standing in the other room.
Ooh.
My husband and nephew were the only ones down there. The house has been in my husband's family for several generations. We believe my nephew was seeing my husband's grandfather because of the mention of the uniform. His grandfather at one time was a prison guard. And, like, a little toddler isn't going to know the difference between, like, a prison uniform, like, a prison guard uniform and a police uniform.
Right.
Okay, also, that is so scary because we've talked about this before, but, like, kids 100%
they always
can see
everything.
And so the fact that, like, he was just sitting there and he was like, oh, who's that police officer? I would have shit my pants and sprinted up the stairs. Like, that is so scary.
Grab the baby and run.
Yeah, literally. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, that's freaked me out. A few years later at the same house, my husband and I were locking things up one night, getting ready to head home. His mother was in a nursing home at the time, so we were just there making sure all was in order. As we were leaving, I realized I had left my purse on the couch. My husband went on out to the car and I ran back in. No sooner than I had the door open to the living room, I heard a woman scream, "Help!" I shot out of the house as fast as I can. As I could to see if my husband heard the scream. Surely it was someone outside, right? Nope, he didn't hear a thing. I never went back in that house in the dark by myself ever again. So somebody was in the house shouting help, like, wait, don't leave, like, help me. Oh my God.
Yeah, trying to get you to come down there to do something.
I would never go back in that house, period.
Yeah, I would be like, RIP to my purse.
Yeah. Yeah. I can replace everything.
I'll get another one. Yeah. I'll come back tomorrow when it's light out.
Oh my God. Thank you for taking time to read my stories. Keep up the awesome work, ladies. Wow. Thank you, Tracy. Wow. That's scary. Yeah.
All right. Our next story is from an anonymous listener. Hi, Haley and Andrea. I love your podcast. Thank you. My friend told me about it when we were discussing the Watcher show on Netflix. I told her I found the case fascinating and she mentioned you did an episode on it. I listened and became hooked. Awesome. Haley did a great job covering that case. It was
that a scary case. I covered that like before the show came out, and then when the show came out, I like got reinvigorated like looking into the case again, and it still freaks me out if I think too hard about it. So a really good show. Yeah. Highly recommend. And one of the characters also is referencing another case that we covered, John List. And one of the characters in The Watcher is like basically like John List. So
a spinoff character.
Very, very creepy. And shout out to your friend for recommending our podcast. And I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. Always share with your friends. Thanks, guys. I live in Chicago, and unfortunately, many neighborhoods that were once considered safe are now not safe. My neighborhood is one of them. Unfortunately, multiple kidnappings had taken place in the neighborhood. All witnesses could say was that they saw a white van lurking around the time of the kidnapping. I was in college at the time and took the bus to school every day, so I had to do some walking in the early and evening hours.
When it's like dusk. Dawn,
the bad times,
like, kind of dark.
Yeah. I would sometimes stop by a grocery store or pharmacy in the neighborhood, so that was more walking. Before I went somewhere, my mom always reminded me to be careful. If I went to throw out the garbage, she would tell me to check the alley before stepping out and to go back inside the house if I noticed any vans. One Saturday morning, I had a dentist appointment and I had to take the bus. I didn't need anything, so I just wore my jacket, had my ID in the inside pocket, and had my phone in my outer pocket. But most importantly, I carried my Kubaton, a self-defense keychain weapon.
Oh.
Very smart.
Yeah.
As I approached the bus stop, I noticed a man standing nearby. I am very on edge with others, especially this man, since something told me he was shady.
Trust your gut, man.
That's right. That's right. I kept looking in the opposite direction as the man would stop wouldn't stop staring at me. I prayed God would keep me safe and clung to my Kubaton as in case I had to use it. I fucking hate that shit. Like when you, but you know what I do? I just stare at them back in their fucking eyes. I used to get nervous and like look away and dart my eyes away, but now I just stare right back at them because chances are they'll be like, what the fuck? And stop staring at you.
Yeah.
Usually.
Like, and they might be like, oh, they'll know what I look like or whatever. So that's smart.
Yeah.
Not easy to do. But
it's not smart. Easy. No, it takes a lot of like nervousness to like overcome, but
yeah,
it 9 times out of 10 has worked for me. The man asked me which direction I was going. That was weird considering the bus stop we were at. I told him I was going north as that was the direction the bus was going, which is, really
makes sense.
Stupid question. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kept to myself, but after a few minutes, he asked, do you drive? For medical reasons, I cannot drive, but I told the man, yes, but I prefer to take the bus.
Smart, again, don't like give away too much.
Mm-hmm. Because if he's like, oh, medical, like maybe I have an advantage.
Yeah, he might try to use that.
Right. He then asked me if I wanted a ride. I knew something was off and politely said, no, thank you.
Good job.
After a few minutes, he asked me how old I was. Okay. I was 19 at the time, but my gut told me to say 17. After I told him, he seemed upset.
Wow, that I would not have thought that. So that is really smart. Like,
yeah,
I would have thought
because now you're
like,
a minor,
I'm like 25 or something, but that actually is really smart to make yourself, a minor.
I looked away again and kept a firm hold on my Kubaton. After a few minutes, I heard what sounded like a car door closing. By reflex, I looked in the direction of the sound and saw a white van driving off, and the man was no longer standing there.
Oh my God.
I was in complete shock. Before I could do anything, my bus pulled up. I immediately hopped on and headed to my appointment. Every time I think back to that day, I think, did I almost get kidnapped?
I think it's very possible that that's exactly what that man was trying to do.
Yeah, he was definitely trying to get you in his van for one reason or another, if that was his van.
Yeah.
I thank God nothing happened to me, and my mom and I are always praying for protection over us. Thank you, ladies, for doing this podcast. I enjoy listening. Keep up the great work. Whoa.
Shout out to you and your mom for being like so aware and like you knowing. Yeah. You thinking like I'm not going to give away information. You had everything like your wits about you. Because,
predators are persistent. They are fucking persistent. They will keep on and keep on and keep on until they wear you down to where you just cave because you're just you run out of things, excuses.
Yeah. Or you feel bad about saying like being quote unquote rude or something like that.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Thank you for sending that in because that is a good reminder for all of us to be vigilant, be aware of our surroundings, and don't be afraid to lie to a complete stranger because they don't owe you don't owe them shit.
Yeah, truly. And it's okay to be rude. Like it's
definitely
okay
to be rude.
To not be polite to people, especially when they're making you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Obviously don't just be rude for no apparent reason, but if you're uncomfortable, like absolutely be rude.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Good reminder to always be aware of your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our next story is from Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, guys. Writing to you from Ontario, Canada. Oh, I want to go to Canada so bad. I've never been to Canada except for when my flight got delayed and there was a whole issue with my flight from Italy to the US and we had to stay in Canada overnight. But I don't count that because we literally went straight from the airport to the hotel and then back to the airport. So I want to go to Canada count. So bad. Love the podcast. I binge listen daily so I can catch up. And listener stories are one of my favorite episodes. Yay, that makes me so happy.
Yeah.
I have two stories for you, one dream-based and one paranormal, I think. Ooh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Story one happened when I was in university in 2013. Let me start this by saying I've always and still do have very vivid dreams, but they never seem to be anything until this story. I used to work part-time in the computer labs on campus, great laid-back job where I could study and do assignments, especially on slow nights. So one night I had a dream. It was a very vivid dream where my boss called us all into a meeting and told us she was shutting down the computer lab to open a fried chicken joint. Funny, I know. It's so random.
It's like, yeah, I don't want to do that anymore. Let's make chicken. Hey, if it's Chick-fil-A, I don't blame her.
Yeah, true. So we all converted the giant Xerox printers into deep fry machines so we could make this fried chicken. So naturally, the dream continued and we successfully opened this fried chicken joint and then I woke up. I got ready for my shift and walked to the campus. I was living off campus at the time. When I got there, I was told to go home because the computer lab was closed down. Oh. Turns out the entire printer system had fried and all the printers needed to be replaced.
Oh.
So there would be no work until it got fixed.
That's funny. That's like a little coinky dink.
When I left the night before, everything was working fine. Not sure why I dreamed of the printers becoming deep fryers, but I find it weird that the next day the entire system was fried. Some sort of sixth sense or what? I don't know. I definitely think you had some sort of like.
That's funny.
Something. That is really funny.
Yeah.
And
we'll
I love how it.
Words.
I love how it turned from like fried printers and electronics to fried chicken. Like,
yeah.
So funny. Okay. My second story happened 2 years later in 2015, the spooky paranormal one. I was driving home around 1:30 a.m. from my then boyfriend, now ex's house. It was only a 5-minute drive, 10 minutes at the most, from my parents' house. I was driving down the main road right beside the bay and noticed there was not a single other car. I didn't think much of it because it was late and a weekday. As I was driving, I noticed what looked like a homeless man standing in the middle of the road under a streetlight pointing into the bay.
Ooh.
A little creepy, like just standing under a streetlight, but okay.
Yeah.
I swerved to avoid him, and when I looked in my rearview mirror, he was gone. When I looked forward again, there he was, standing again in the middle of the road under another streetlight pointing out to the bay.
Oh my God.
Again, I swerved around him, and when I looked back, he was again gone. The first time, I thought maybe I was tired and I was seeing things, but the second time, I started getting a little freaked out.
Yeah.
It happened one more time, and I started getting a really bad feeling. Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah.
I drove well over the speed limit to get back to my parents' house. Due to them living in a townhouse complex, I had to park on the street. I had to park a bit of a walk, but being spooked by this man, I parked and then sprinted to my parents' house, locking the door and booking it up to my room. I'm not sure what I saw, the reason why I saw him three times, or if he was trying to tell me something, but it freaked me out and I avoided driving down that road at night for a good while after. Yeah, I would too. I think there was definitely some sort of like spirit or something following you, trying to freak you out, if nothing else. But
yeah.
Oof. Sorry if the stories were all over the place and hopefully they made sense. My ADHD has made storytelling hard. We relate.
Relatable.
We relate. Can't wait to hear more episodes. Keep it human, Rebecca. Thank you for sharing,
so
Rebecca.
Creepy.
I would never drive down that road again because there was definitely something there.
I would literally avoid that road like the plague.
Mm-hmm. That, wow, very scary. And I'm glad that you were able to like swerve to avoid and it didn't, the man or whatever this spirit thing was, didn't like follow you home and
Like, what was it trying to tell you, though? That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, was there
I wonder if it was just like a, you know, trying to play tricks or like trying to get you to crash or something, like,
true,
by standing like if you there.
Hit the spirit, you would have actually hit like something else.
Yeah.
Ugh, creepy. All right. Our final listener story is from Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, y'all. I just became a listener to the podcast and I love it. I love a good binge-worthy podcast, so thank you. You are so welcome, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
My name is Kate, and I am born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. That's so cool.
I want to go to New Orleans so badly.
Let's go, man. I want to go. I went, but I was, like, too young to do anything, really. So I want to go like, as an adult and enjoy, like, all the food and the spirits and all that. And
yeah.
Spirits, drinks, and spirits.
Ghosts, yeah.
This story takes place just about 12 years ago. I was a senior in high school, and it was the end of the year, so I was studying for finals. I was home alone on a Saturday night studying. My dad was out and about running errands. The house that we were living in at the time was a townhouse. Weird, that last story had a townhouse too.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about the townhouses is that they are all connected. There was about 20 of them connected in a row, but the walls weren't very thin, so we rarely heard our neighbors.
Okay.
I was studying in our dining room, and my downstairs was an open floor plan, so the living room and dining room were basically combined. My dad's room was directly above the living room, and when someone walked around upstairs, you could hear it loud and clear. Well, as I'm studying, I hear loud, prevalent footsteps.
Okay.
Because no one's home, remember?
Right.
I ignored it at first because I figured maybe it was the neighbor, but it kept getting louder, and the footsteps sounded like they were exiting the room, heading towards the staircase.
Nope.
So naturally, I freak out.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately call my dad, panicking, and he tells me to calm down and that he is on the way. So in the meantime, I kept hearing the footsteps, and I refused to even go near the bottom of the steps to see if I could see anyone upstairs.
Yeah, I'd be like,
I would have probably left. I'm going to leave.
I'm not going to be here. Thank you.
No. Even though when I hear noises in my house, I do actually go and investigate them, but
see, I don't, whatever. And I just pretend I don't hear them. We just moved, and so now we're like hearing all the new noises in the new house, mm-hmm. and like that we're not used to, and we're just like, that's just a house noise. We're gonna ignore it.
Yeah. And your child is in your room, whereas my kids are in their own room. So I feel like as a parent, my duty is to go investigate. So
That's fair.
Yeah. My dad happened to be across town, and it was going to take him about 45 minutes to get home. Oh my God. I was terrified, so I ended up calling the police. I mean, that's smart, you know?
Yeah, because you never know. Better there could be somebody breaking in or something. Yeah.
Yeah. No. The police got to my house and searched the entire house and found nothing. So a little backstory. My dad was dating a lady for many, many years. In 2010, she was involved in a deadly train crash, and at the time, she had been living with us.
Oh, my God.
That is so, I'm so sorry. That's awful.
Wow, I am so sorry.
After she died, I always felt this strange energy. I would pass by the room where all her stuff was. Oh.
Interesting.
Thankfully, we ended up moving shortly after this incident. Luckily, nothing like this has ever happened to me again. Thank you for listening, and I hope my story makes it on the show. XOXO, Kate.
Wow, Kate.
Okay, that took a turn I was not expecting it to take, but I mean, it definitely could have been your dad's girlfriend wanting her stuff back. I don't know. Like, maybe she was just connected to her belongings, you know? Wow. Well, thank you so much. And thank you guys so much for sending all those tales in. They were really good. We had a little bit of everything. The spooky, the scary, the tearjerkers.
True crime, good reminders.
Yeah, definitely.
That was a great batch of stories. And yeah, if you want to send in your story, please do so. We will continue to do these. We love doing them. And thank you for being awesome listeners.
yeah, we love you guys so much, and we will have a brand new listener stories for you guys next month. But until then,
keep it human.
Bye.
Bye, guys.